Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it is the one, the only pro wrestling interviews. This is Dr. John Stamey, and just so glad to be here with everybody. We got a packed house tonight, interesting guests, interesting co-hosts, and all headed by the one and only, the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, the amazing Velvet. How are you doing tonight, Velvet?
I'm doing great, great. Can't wait to get started and get everyone's opinion, you know, because opinions do matter. And we don't want to discourage anybody's opinion on this show or any other show, so I can't wait.
I'll tell you what, Velvet, this is, on these podcasts, this is the land of the First Amendment. We have freedom of speech on here, don't we?
Yes, we do. And we don't argue on here, so that's what I like about that. We don't argue on this one. I like it.
A little bit, but it's all in fun. It's all in fun. All right, our co-hosts tonight that have come on so that you know who all's here. We have got Todd Saxon. We have got Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. And we have got, those are our co-hosts, with me. And then we've got our guest of honor. So that's who all's on tonight. And I'll let you know is that they come on board.
All right, sounds good. And our guest tonight, who's going to help us muddle through the wrestling world, is none other than CEO and senior member and senior owner of Battleground Championship Wrestling, Mr. Adam Helms. How are you, sir?
Man, I am doing great. This is a great weekend of wrestling right now.
Well, that's what we're going to get to right away, and we're going to go around the room. We're going to start with you, Adam, and then we're going to go to Rob and Todd, and if Dr. John wants to weigh in or if anybody else gets on the call, we'll ask them. So you just brought it up. Let's address the elephant in the room. What were the good and bad takeaways from this entire week and this entire weekend of wrestling?
Some of the good things is there was a lot of returns, and one was, I believe, was 7 years in the making, or Friday night, CM Punk made his debut in AEW in Chicago. There was good and bad with that happening, in my opinion. And from a personal opinion of being a helping with booking and also helping with different shows, I think they did the arrival of CM Punk a little too early. They should not have opened the show with him. They should have closed the show, because once you hit the top, all you have left is to go down. And I think the rest of the show Friday night, AEW Rampage, just went down afterwards. None of the matches or anything could follow the return of CM Punk.
Good point, good point. Papa Stro, you got anything to add, take away, or go in a different direction with anything that happened this weekend?
First off, how you guys doing? It's America. Freedom of choice.
America.
That's right.
It's America.
Love it.
It's America.
Yeah.
America. And Adam, brother, it's such a pleasure having you on the show, man. Adam's good people, everybody. I mean, he's great.
He is.
Loves the business, and everything. I mean, I can't say enough about Adam. Adam's a wonderful, wonderful human being. But, he's right. I agree with him. I really think they should have closed the show with Punk's debut, because it was such a special moment in wrestling history. It really was.
Absolutely.
I got a comment on that.
Oh, Steve's here. Yay. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. John, for telling us he was on.
Well, I did. I just texted it to you.
Oh, well, I didn't get it till just now, so go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Dr. John's falling asleep at the wheel again.
Nope.
Yeah, there was nothing on the text. There was nothing on the show that can top it, but I wanted to state that maybe they wanted to open it to give him more time, because I don't know how much time he had to do the promo. Plus, they were doing some tapings before that after dark. So I wonder if they just wanted to get the hot crowd, you know, before they did the matches. But there is some truth to what Adam was saying, that there was nothing that could top it. But I think they
personally,
just wanted to kick it off with the hot crowd.
Personally, Steve, I would refuse to follow that Punk debut. I would refuse. I'm like, maybe next week, but not this week.
Right.
Especially when he gave everybody a free ice cream. Come on, how you gonna win fans back after Punk just said, you get free ice cream when you leave? Everybody was ready to leave at that moment.
I bet those things are good, too, man. I want to try one. Seriously.
People were selling the wrappers for $50 a piece on eBay.
That's ridiculous. Now, right there, that's ridiculous. But it's America, it's America.
But also, 5 minutes after CM Punk's debut and he showed the T-shirt, Pro Wrestling Tees and AEW's shop website crashed.
They crashed. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they could listen. If you got 10,000 people trying to buy a CM Punk shirt, you don't think that thing's going to crash? Come on, man. I mean, come on.
Probably.
All right. Well, I have something that I think WWE dropped the ball on. Okay.
No.
Shut up, Dr. Johns. You promote the Sasha Banks and Belair rematch. They got in trouble. You yanked them from a couple of shows. Then you said everything's okay. The match is going to go on. And then you're not going to go on. You bring Carmella out, and then you have the return of Becky Lynch, which was a squash match. I think it was wrong away to give her the title back. You killed all of Bianca Belair's, everything she built to this point. She earned that spot while Becky was gone. And then you just take it away from her real quick. I think that was totally wrong.
You know who really got screwed in that deal? Was
Kofi.
Carmella. Carmella was supposed to get the title shot. What's up with
that? Exactly. No, but you're right, because that's what – but see, here again, I don't think if Vince is running it or whoever, he let somebody else, you know, pull the strings, but I think that whole thing was a debacle because – of whatever
Sasha
Banks did to get in trouble.
Becky walking away with the title, I don't think was the problem. Them not having a match. If they had a match and Becky won and it was like tore the house down like they said they were going to do, I would have been totally fine with that. But her just doing that, you know, the one move, one, two, three, done, I'm just like, well, you just killed Belair. And I am not the biggest Becky Lynch fan. Yeah. You killed Sasha in the same thing, too.
Right, because Becky, she pulled the Goldberg, but yet Goldberg brought his working boots on that night. So it was like
the work. Oh man, Goldberg worked last night. I will admit to that.
Yes,
you know, that's the thing. You had good moments, bad moments throughout that entire show. I just think that took away from the women's division in WWE. It took a lot of people to screw that pooch, and they did it real quick. And I just don't think it's the right thing to do. It's not what – I will use their line. It was not what's best for business. That was
exactly.
Because you ruined the character. So what are you going to do with her now? Is she going to sit in the back and tackle catering for the next 6 months? I mean, come on. I mean – You're punishing Charlotte for daddy leaving. I mean, come on. Charlotte's always a professional. Charlotte comes to work, you know, all that. But go ahead. I know that, but she still got punished, dude, prior to that. And she was always going to get the title anyway. She was always going to get that. That was not something that was not going to happen. See, that's another one that, I mean, yes, she was going to get it, but, you know, I'm not fond of women triple threat matches. You know, I'd rather see them go one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
somewhere out in the world, Ric Flair and Snoop Dogg are shaking their heads right now.
Probably.
Exactly.
No, and then Ron Simmons just walked around going, damn.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't a big Belair fan in the beginning, but, like, after seeing her with Sasha at Mania, I was like, all right, I can get behind her and, you know, get watching her work. But, like, you know, just like we said, I mean, that didn't help her at all.
No, it hurt, but it all, like I said, it all, all right, so Becky's been gone. Yes, she was on maternity leave. She was gone for a hot minute. So you mean to tell me she walks back in the door, takes the title without really wrestling anybody, and we're good with that? I don't think so. There's too many people that deserve a title shot.
And if
she comes
anyone
back, she becomes
left,
violent. Like a bionic woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Just walked
like,
in,
I mean,
that
you
was
saw,
it.
You saw that crowd. When they were standing in the ring, you were like, I mean, you were getting into it. It's like, all right, here we go. This is going to be the match that is going to tear the show down, and then that's it.
Nope.
And to believe it or not, I mean, there was a lot of matches there last night that really surprised me that were so good. You know, we talked about Goldberg, Lashley and Goldberg. That match was beyond anything. And if anyone hasn't yet, go watch the Stone Cold session with Lashley. I watched it over the weekend, and I got a brand new respect for Lashley. I really do.
That's a one tough dude, man, Lashley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think another decent match that was on that was early on in the show was the Sheamus match with Damian Priest. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, last night
I
was the night of the Monster Factory. It really was.
Yeah. I mean, they were hard-hitting, doing their thing, and, you know, you had some title changes right off the rip, too, you know, and that was okay for a change. That was okay. You know, I don't have a problem with RK-Bro or Damian Priest winning the U.S. title. I think that was pretty good.
Oh,
I think
RK-Bro
they kind of gave
awesome,
it away
man.
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. When Damian Priest came out in all red, white, and blue, they kind of gave it away there. You're like, okay.
Yeah, but you know what? Say what you will, but a lot of them, you can tell that when they change their gear or they change their look for a show.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they do him right, he's going to be a big star there, man, Damian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here again, key word is doing him right.
Yeah, take him away from The Miz and Morrison, please. I'm tired of it.
Oh, everybody is. Trust
yes.
me. I think
yes.
they are, too. Yeah.
I just can't get away from Moist.
Moist.
Yeah, what is that? What is it, Moist?
I have no idea. It's Johnny Drip Drip, man.
Johnny Drip Drip, yeah. Lord have mercy.
Listen, you brought it back. Morrison's a hell of a wrestler, but you got him doing sidekick stuff to The Miz like Damian Sandow. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, John Morrison should be a player, and he's just a sidekick. It's so annoying.
It is annoying, but you know, it's also funny, too. I mean, you got to admit that
it
some
is.
Of it's pretty funny. You know, it's like, okay. So,
yeah.
So let me ask you this. Who all, I don't know if Todd is in the boxing, but who saw Pacquiao get his behind kicked?
I watched the highlights of it.
Man,
all I'm
going to
say is,
I saw that decision.
Well, yeah, because he was old. His body, if you watch the highlights, his body fell apart and failed him in the end. That's why he got the stank kicked out of him. He can't go anymore. I mean, there's a point in time, and anybody knows, a wrestler, MMA, off-street fighter, boxer, when your time's up, that's it, bro. That's it.
That's why I gave up
belly
dancing.
You're going to take somebody's
hits today.
Yeah.
I'm too old for that. I can't do it. I break a hip.
Make me laugh. Oh, Lord. Don't slip on that CM Punk ice cream bar either.
No, try not.
Yeah, try not to. Well, okay, so we covered that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You, no, you're good. You're good.
No, I really want to try one. Seriously. I want to try
some. Oh, I know. I'm absolutely with
you.
I'm down with you, too. I am with you on that, 100%. Well, since we've been through that stuff, anybody can chime in on this. What else has happened in the last week that you think is good, bad, or indifferent?
Hey, how about that brood entrance and that bloodbath on Friday?
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of blood was that? That was pretty dark.
Black ooze, yeah.
Yeah.
It was dark red sticky substance, if you listen to Pat McGee, whoever his name is. That doofus. No, I'm digging the Edge and Seth Rollins. Man, they can extend that out for a long time. And that's one feud that doesn't need a belt. It really doesn't.
No.
That was match of the night, in my opinion. That was a great match.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
Can still go.
Two guys who can work, right? Two guys who can work, know what they're doing inside those ropes, and can tell that story, and make each other look like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, man. It's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids today all talk about, oh, you just worried about telling a story. I'm going out there to do all these moves. There's a difference. There's a reason why you're not going to be in the business very long.
Yeah.
Keep that up. Keep it up. You know?
Exactly.
That's why books are around, to be read, right?
Right. That's right. You're right.
When he walked out on Friday in that white suit, the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, man, please come rip it up, do something, smear something on him. You know, I was thinking the whole porta potty dropping on him, but then when he said he had to go to a dark place and then the lights went out and that music hit, I was like, oh.
he got the carry treatment.
Oh, yeah. And Flo came to town.
So what do y'all think of what's going on with Baron Corbin and his character and all that mess?
I love it. This is the best thing he's ever done. Seriously.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. Yeah, I'm with you.
I think it's funny, too. I'm broke, man. You're rich. Loan me $100,000.
Exactly. And when they put the GoFundMe or whatever it was, I went to the website and I was like, I wonder if you can donate, you know?
Right.
But, like, it's,
I think it's absolutely hilarious.
It is the best work he has ever done, and you're actually interested in it, you know?
Well, yeah, because, when he comes out, you know, walks out, like, interrupts a match, or he's out there interrupting a promo, it's like, you know something's going to be funny. You know it's going to be, you know, you're going to be glued to the set.
And he's doing one thing that really hasn't been done in modern times that would be, I would call, old school back to the territory days. He's living the gimmick. When he's on the road, he's sleeping in a car. Like from reports that I've seen, he's actually living it. So it's like he's not walking into a 5-star hotel. He's like, all right, I'm going to sleep. No, he's
right,
sleeping in the.
That's funny. But see, that's playing that character 100%. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. They ought to catch
him
driving up an old raggy beat up piece of crap. That'd be funny.
Like every town they're in, or like when they come to Charleston and everything, you can drive down 526 or come downtown where you see the guy with the signs on the side of the road, and he's like former WWE superstar with a little can to see if anyone will donate.
Oh, that'd be fun, dude. I would die laughing.
Did you see on SmackDown when the lady went to interview him and Nixie, she just cuts him off right mid-sentence and goes to interview Big E and Logan Paul? He's like, what are you doing? Oh, it was great.
Those guys are funny, man. So, what's interesting, Adam, also with all of this going on, what about the indies? Is there anything good, bad, and different going on? Because you are working with several shows right now.
Hey.
Is there anything going on with that? Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was gonna ask, like, are we going to mention Brock Lesnar?
Oh, well, go for it. Yeah.
Go for it. Let's talk about Lesnar. We can go all day with him.
Exactly.
Man, we got the Viking.
Rocket.
We got Viking Lesnar at the end of SummerSlam there. I was hoping we'd get a Brock Lashley match. Like, Stroh is
that's what
campaigning
I was hoping for.
Oh, God. I love to see Lashley and Brock, man. That's the dream matches of all dream matches right there.
Oh, absolutely.
it'll be in.
As Dusty would say, that's money right there, baby.
Yes, to the pay window.
It'll be interesting to see how Heyman reacts on TV to Lesnar, but I did not expect him. I expected Punk. I wasn't sure about Becky, but I really didn't expect Brock, so that was kind of cool. I thought he was going to go somewhere else because there was rumors about him possibly going.
You know what?
To find him
he's got a good agent. He's got a good agent and a good lawyer, and he knows where he can get the most bang for his buck, not have to mm-hmm. kill himself, and make the most money. That's at WWE.
I thought he'd go to Bellator or something like that, where you could have older fighters go fight.
And you know what? I don't think he's
going
to do it.
He's in the best shape that he's been in a long time. Like, he's always been in good shape. He's been kind of flabby a little bit. But, like, now he looks great. But can we talk about that little behind ponytail of his? Because
somebody said
weird.
He pulled off the Lance Archer look very well. That was a comment.
He's got a Viking,
that was a comment
he's got a Viking looks with that beard.
Oh, yeah. He does.
And who knew that he owned jeans? Him coming out in jeans, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, right? But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think the reason why he didn't go to Bellator is because ever since he lost that one fight a long time ago, and he didn't know he had diverticulitis and some other stuff, and he had lost about 4 foot of his intestines, he's not going to chance that again, bro. That's not going to happen. He's not going to fight in the octagon for anybody. I can tell you that. And if it is, it's going to be big money. So we'll see about that.
Breaking news. Walter has just lost the NXT UK Championship.
Wow.
Who did he lose it to?
Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah. That's his name. I can't pronounce his name. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Steve's got all that.
He's got
that's why we have him around.
To beat Walter, that's one tough mother.
Well,
yeah.
He looks
like a scrappy little dude.
He's intense. He beat Walter on the Indies before. I think it was WXW. So I'm not too surprised he would beat him in NXT, but it was a long time coming for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought that was...
Somebody's dinging, hey.
That's the match I was most looking forward to this weekend. I got to go back and watch it after.
Wow, yeah.
All right, Sinister, what do you got?
Takeover's going on right now, too, isn't it?
Yeah, Takeover's going on right now. Man, it's been pretty good so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Sinister is in the house, y'all. Sinister!
Hey, what's happening? Hello,
what's
hello.
Going
hello.
On, sir?
What's going
yeah,
on,
we
sir?
Here.
None much.
So we're talking about what's been going on in the business. Brock Lesnar showing back up, CM Punk showing up, Becky Lynch showing back up, things like that. You got any opinion on any of those things?
Yeah.
On the weekend?
Senator. Or yours.
I know some people gonna get mad at me by saying this, but that thing with Becky Lynch, I don't agree with it because you just came back and in 3 minutes you're the champion. I mean,
all right.
CM Punk going to AEW. I mean, yeah, it's a good thing, you know. Long as he deliver, and Brock coming back all of a sudden. I ain't too sure how that'll work, because now you got Brock, now you got John Cena, and I don't know what the plans is going to be for Roman Reigns, you know, because it seems like everything's up in the air right now. Because it's just 2 minutes about new time.
John Cena's not going to win the title, I can tell you that now. He's only back for a short period of time. And I still think they're trying to set up Roman Reigns and The Rock for WrestleMania for next year. So we'll see that ever goes down. So, time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell. Because I really think Brock will not challenge Roman Reigns. He'll keep his focus on Bobby Lashley at this point. I really think that's what's going to go down as far as that's concerned. So, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. You go ahead.
No, you're good. Go ahead and finish what you're saying.
I just think it's just real. It's just too much of a coincidence. It seems like as soon as WWE come out with a surprise, AEW come out with a surprise. Now WWE come out with another surprise. Now AEW coming out with more surprises. You know, it's like, okay, who's going where, who's going to stay where? I mean, it seems like, I mean, to me, honestly, I'm not saying the choices are bad, but I think these two guys, Tony Khan and Vince, is just throwing away a lot of money if they're not going to deliver.
Well, I agree.
Tony Khan's already proved that he's doing the old WCW method. He's already got too many people that he can't, you know, put on TV right now, that he had to bring in a second show, and that second show is only so much you can do with an hour, and they proved, like I said on Friday, it was their second show, they proved they really can't do nothing with that hour. But I do have a question for the panel. With CM Punk, his first opponent is Darby Allin. What does everybody think about that?
I would have saved that. Go ahead, Steve.
Darby is a huge Punk fan, so he's chomping at the bit to get this match at Punk, so I'm looking forward to it. Like, his chest tattoo was a CM Punk quote, which I didn't know until recently, so pretty interesting. Definitely influenced by Punk. He even got the George Creed tattoo that Punk had, so I think those two have meshed very well. All out.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think at the end of that, after they wrestle, I can see Punk joining Darby Allin and Sting in that little group, too. So think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you guys. You know, it's going to be a good match, and it's going to be a great opportunity to help elevate Darby even further, being in the ring with CM Punk, returning CM Punk, and you know, vice versa, you know, give CM Punk a good solid match on his big debut in the ring, right? Anyway, I just hope if CM Punk joins the many others in the gang warfare in AEW, I just hope he has his own thing. I hope he has his own thing. Because
CM
Punk
do that
is not a follower, he's more of a leader, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I tell you a match I'd like to see in AEW with CM Punk. I'd like to see CM Punk and Frankie Kazarian.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
That's what I'd like to see.
I would love to see him in Malakai Black eventually.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I was thinking that too. I was thinking about Malakai Black as well. You know, and just,
I mean, we could name a lot of people he could work in. I mean, he's only going to do
Kenny
like
Omega.
17 matches. Oh, yeah. Definitely a Kenny Omega match.
Maybe they can have a video game.
You know they're
going to... Kenny Omega. A video game.
You know they're going to do him and Jericho eventually again.
Jericho too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably down the road. You know, it's going to see how... We just got to see how they're going to use CM Punk anyway, because he's not going to do but so many matches a year. So we'll just see how they're going to use him. I hope they use him well. That's all I care about. I hope they use him well and in the right fashion.
And keep those ice cream bars coming, please.
Yeah, that's right. Keep them ice cream bars are coming, baby. But,
another thing that came out this weekend is at Rampage is that a photo surfaced of Wyndham Rotunda in the crowd at Rampage.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt.
I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah, there was a picture that surfaced, so maybe that's a sign. Also,
he was wearing
a
mask.
Yeah, he was wearing a face cover, but you could tell it's him with the dreadlock detail.
Right.
Right,
I got you.
One of the other things is that people have said that Wyndham Rotunda is out of the WWE, but The Fiend isn't. There's a rumor going around that Elias is about to become the new Fiend.
Well, good luck with that.
Wow.
Okay, now here's my problem.
Sounds
with that.
Sounds like a fake Kevin Nash go home.
All right, let Sinister talk. Go, Sinister.
Remember that, the fake Diesel and Razor?
Yeah.
Jim Ross managed him, remember? Remember Jim Ross?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's funny. Go ahead, Sinister.
Okay, my question is this. All right, Bray Wyatt's gone, we all know that. Now, if they're going to keep this cast as a thing in WWE, I mean, when you really think about it, this man worked on that character. He created it. How in the world can he take his character and put on somebody else? Especially when they didn't even work the character as good as he can.
You know, good question.
So is The Fiend going to play guitar now?
He's going to attack. Who's that dude with shit
there? With
he's going electric like Bob Dylan did.
Oh, no. It's going to be The Fiend. It's going to be The Fiendy Tonk Man.
Well, you know, just like we mentioned, the WWE has had a history of taking original concepts and putting it on other people, just like we talked about Diesel and Razor. But one of the biggest ones, because there was like five or six of them, Doink the Clown, which originally was a Matt Bourne creation. You couldn't have had Doink without Matt Bourne, and you can't have The Fiend without Bray Wyatt.
Without Bray Wyatt. It's going to fail miserably.
The Fiend in a honky-tonk man suit. Oh, my God, lose it.
That would be funny, man. It'd be hilarious.
Wow.
It would be great.
And have the honky-tonk music play, but like new... Like the new thrash metal kind.
Oh, that'd be freaking fantabulous.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
What do y'all
Comes
think about this?
Comes out in a drop top hearse.
Oh, Lord, stop it. All right, so what do y'all think about, what do you think about this? Me and Stroh touched on it a little bit earlier. I mean, really, what's QT Marshall going to do with the Big Show? But my thing is, did the Big Show want everybody to know that he has a fake hip and all that? Did he care? Did he not care? What was the point behind that, number one? And, I mean, he's going to do what he's going to do anyway. He's a grown man. He can make his own decision. If he wants to wrestle, let him wrestle. I mean, I thought that was poorly done as far as that was concerned. But I agree with Stroh. But, I mean, really, what is QT Marshall going to do with Big Show? I mean, come on. Think about it.
Not
look. I mean, really.
Big Show. I'm sorry, Paul.
I mean,
Big Show
hey, Paul's
going to
take. Oh, he's going to get the win. That's a gimme. My thing is.
Oh, I know. Well, he's fodder. That's what I'm saying. He's fodder in the Big Show.
Yeah. Oh, of course. But I think they're gonna. I think. I don't know. I have a feeling they're gonna jump in with the whole group of people and whatever, like everybody else with their gang mentality. With their gang mentality, I agree with Stro. Everything in there is a gang. Everybody's got a gang. I mean,
yeah.
Gee, Minetti.
I mean, New Japan is similar. They have a bunch of stables themselves.
Right. I think it's okay, but now it's time to separate some of those people and let them, you know, run on their own. You know, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I think CM Punk will change that a narrative for them, being that he's, you know, he likes to be by himself. He likes to do his own thing. Stro is right with that. I mean,
yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. But let's do this scenario, everybody. Who would everybody like to see the Big Show wrestle in AEW?
Who? I see that Jurassic Park dude.
I'd love to see that. That's a good pick.
That's good.
How about Will Hobbs from Keith?
Yeah, I was thinking about Hobbs.
Maybe Brian Cage versus the Paul White, the Machine versus
maybe
Nick
Lance
Cole.
Archer.
Yeah, Lance Archer.
I'd like to see Wardlow from Pinnacle.
Good pick. I like that. I would buy that one. I mean, I'd buy them all, but I'd like to see the Wardlow one. We could see a WWE rematch.
I would like to see what Big Show would do with Orange Cassidy.
I just want to see what he would do with him. He killed that boy. What are you talking about? He killed that young feller.
Somebody has to jump Paul White to get for Orange to get the win, or stretch and roll up or something.
Best friends would have to cheat.
They have to bring a lot of best friends.
Yeah, they would. They'd have to.
I think Show and Miro could do a pretty good match.
Yeah, Miro. Yeah.
What about a WWE rematch of Jake Hager and Show?
Oh, that'd be good.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two big guys in there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be really good. Yeah, maybe we could finally get the Shaquille O'Neal Big Show match we were going to see in WWE.
I think
AEW,
that's what they're
going
to do. I think that's the point they're going to. Because Steve and I talked about it, about where they told Shaq that there was going to be padding underneath those tables so he wouldn't get hurt when he went through them when Cody speared him to the outside. Yeah, they all lied to him. Yeah, you'll be fine. And then he goes, there was no padding underneath there.
Yeah, they can't face.
Don't worry, Shaq, we won't feel a thing after we do it.
Right. That's basically what pretty much did. But you know what? He still wants to do another match because Shaq even said, I want to do another match. And I think you're correct. It could work to a Big Show match that was supposed to happen in WWE.
Did you hear that on? Did you hear that WWE were trying to get Shaq for SummerSlam and they couldn't, and they tried Mike Tyson as well, and they couldn't get Tyson either? It's interesting.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Because they both – all right, well, Mike Tyson has been hanging out backstage a lot at AEW as well, so that's probably why.
Right. Yeah.
And
that new Mike's Lemonade commercial, it's hilarious with him in it. Have you seen it?
It is funny, yes.
Oh, my, it kills me.
But as far as Shaquille O'Neal, I mean, he works for TNT in on the NBA thing. So, you know, he's employed by TNT. So that wasn't going to ever happen.
Interesting.
Because they would have told him no, because they didn't really want him to do the thing with Cody. And he assured them that everything would be all right and he would be okay. And he would be able to come to work, you know, all that. He had to reassure his employer that he was not going to get injured. Right. So, but they all freaked out when he went through them tables. Funny. All right. Moving on. Mr. Helm.
Moving on up.
That's
moving
right.
on up. All right.
One
let's
fall.
Talk about one fall. Everybody scream.
One fall.
All right. Let's talk about one the ladies
fall.
Of AEW. Let's talk about
the
all of them. You got some an impact. You got impact. You got Women of Honor, Ring of Honor, WWE, and AEW. Let's match up of the women.
Since we're talking about the women.
Okay, go ahead.
Since we're talking about the women, I want to send out a big congratulations to a young lady who's wrestled for Battleground Championship Wrestling a couple times, and also all over the independents. The one, the only Savannah Evans is in Impact Wrestling now, and
yes.
they couldn't have picked a better woman.
Yeah,
she's all elite, baby.
Absolutely,
she's all elite.
Yeah,
she should be.
I got to.
She should be.
I got to meet her at a convention. She was pretty cool, so I'm glad to see that she's getting that TV time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I like. I would like to see what's the crazy girl in AEW that like at was it Abaddon or some weirdo thing?
Yeah.
I don't know what the chick's
name
is.
Oh
yeah.
She's
like
pretty
her.
Cool.
I like to see her against Holodead from Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
that
would
actually
cool.
be good.
I'd like
and
to
then,
see that.
Man. I'm looking forward to Jamie Hayter versus Chris Statlander. Those are two of my favorites in AEW.
Now listen,
Jamie
yeah,
Hayter.
Chris Statlander is my favorite. I'm sorry, I love her to death.
She's great, and she kind of reminds me. She looks like a female David Bowie alien type personality.
Yeah,
but,
Statlander's a matter of face, baby. She's a matter of face, if you will, from the stars and Pluto and Venus.
Mom. Man, I barely recognized Jamie Hayter when she showed up. A lot of people were saying she was like Becky Lynch, but she's gotten really toned. Like,
yep,
all
she's
time
wrong.
On. I really like. I'm really glad that she's there. I really thought they should have signed her years like when she first showed up because I loved her look.
Right.
She's probably got. Matches coming up at some point.
I like Ty Conti too. I like her too.
I like Bacani too on the eggs. Delicious.
Hey, not that.
Yeah, at Waffle House, right, Stro?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Here we go.
It is the pinnacle, if you will. Of
the
wrestlers today. If you don't go to Waffle House, then you're not a professional wrestler, baby.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Stro is the best.
Other occupation, baby, if you will.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah, keeping them in business.
Yeah, right. Keep them in business and keep us in the business.
And since
God,
we're talking about ladies wrestling,
yeah, come on,
the Amazing Velvet. You've been very vocal this past week about the NWA Empower pay per view, about them honoring legends and one name being left off.
Oh boy,
talk about that.
Yeah, I will, because I'm gonna tell you something. You're the NWA. You were the elite of the elite back in the day. You were the territory to be in. The territory stretched from the Atlantic to the Pacific. You can't go without an NWA Hall of Famer. I mean, Susan Green is an NWA Hall of Famer. She should be there. If you're going to honor women,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would leave her out. I don't understand that.
Can I get some context here? Like, what was there a segment for women that they did recently?
No, it wasn't just that. I mean, they can honor anybody who's in the NWA. I have no problem with that. But when you have the woman who is the only two female ladies, female workers in the NWA Hall of Fame, Susan's one. Okay? So,
right.
Both of those ladies should have been honored immediately, I think. So, I mean, it's just, it's political. Okay?
Yep.
It's
politics,
all
baby.
Political. Yeah, and it's,
yep.
You know,
politics.
It's getting kind of old listening to that because you hear it even more and more today, you know, with some of these guys on the indie, so I can't work for this show because of blah, 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 and this and that. And it shouldn't be like that. People should be able to go and earn a living. If they're going to be on the indies and they're working hard and they're trying to make it to one of these shows, you want to go everywhere and anywhere you can to work and earn that experience and earn that money.
It's freedom,
I mean,
baby. Freedom. Freedom.
It's America. It's America.
America.
So, but I'm
right.
Just America. But I'm just, but, you know, it just bothers me to hear that. Don't go work for that person. Well, I already took the booking. Well, I don't think you should go. If you're listening to somebody tell you not to go earn money, you're listening to the wrong people. Go
yep.
Earn that money and get that experience and get your library built.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. All right, back to
yep.
The women. Who's up next?
Back to me. Well, I was looking at the next all-female NWA pay-per-view, and, I mean, it's stupid. But, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, it is that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to give me
good,
the when I
good choice of words there, buddy.
Hey, what's up with the... Does anybody have any clue about what's up with Sasha Banks? She, like... They were advertising her for the show, but then she, like... It was rumored that they knew she was not going to be there days in advance, but they kept advertising.
Yeah, when's the last time Sasha Banks, like, had red hair and, like, turned Irish?
Yeah,
what happened
yeah.
to Sasha Banks?
That's funny.
Y'all are silly,
you,
man.
Is she a prat, baby?
Yeah.
I don't know if she got
right?
sick or if she just didn't like the creative or what.
You cry, baby.
You know what? Boom, bingo, right there.
Hello.
Man of wisdom,
yeah.
Right there. Exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody going to be like Brock Lesnar and take their ball and go home. Well, go home. Nobody cares. Bye. Bye, Felicia. Damn. I mean, there's 40 women waiting to have your spot. Go on.
Yeah, man. Give
you
dude drop a chance.
Well, I'm still waiting for details. I don't know if it's political or if it's medical. I'm still trying to wait for that to come out.
We'll see. You know what? If it's medical, then then okay. But if it's something dumb, okay.
It is.
Maybe it's time to rethink
okay.
what you're doing. Yeah, cry babies cry. I got you, man. I'm with you.
Yeah.
It
has something to do with Bel Air and the storyline. So that's what the rumors are flying, that it has something to do with the storyline with Bel Air. Like, she didn't agree with the storyline, kind of like when Austin didn't agree to lose to Lesnar.
Well, how many times are we going to go through this with this chick, though?
That's true.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, how many chances are we going to give her to cry and go home or stay in the hotel room or whatever? Come on, man. There's 40 women waiting for that spot.
Why don't you get on Bel Air, man? She's great.
I think it's great for her.
Maybe Becky was supposed to be in that match with maybe it was a triple threat or something, or maybe she was going to be upset that Becky was going to go in there and win. Maybe there was a plan for Becky to be involved, and Sasha probably wasn't for it. That's That's just my guess in case.
I think Sasha got in trouble for whatever reason, and she mouthed off, and she got pulled from the match, and that ruined the whole thing.
Yep.
Because she's another one that likes to run off in the mouth and do whatever. You know? You got to... Listen, the new guy that's firing everybody, wouldn't be surprised in about a couple of weeks one of the females is going to be gone.
Who slips, sink ship.
Well, you can't talk... I mean... How many road agents are there? I don't know. Let's just say there's 15, okay? And you're in charge of Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya. And that's your group that you need to keep together, keep them focused on what they're doing, right? And making sure they know what they're doing. They start smarting off. You're going to go tell somebody because you've had enough of that. And you tried to fix it, tried to work it out, tried to help them, and they keep on. You're going to run and go, look, this is a hot mess. This ain't going to happen. That could have happened as well. That road agent could have been the person that said, you know what, this not happening.
I don't know anything until I get Captain Crunch for breakfast.
Right. One thing you'll get, that free Captain Crunch breakfast.
Yes. I'm in now. That's the seal of the deal, baby.
You seal the deal.
what
freaking funny.
What happened to Tony? What happened to Tony Storm? Wasn't she on TV recently, and did she get taken off recently?
That's my question.
Yeah, she made her debut a couple weeks ago.
Because I barely watch TV now. I can't catch up with everything. It's just. After the decisions on Raw that I've seen lately, I get disinterested.
Well,
but
if it weren't for DVR, I'd be totally lost.
Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. You're right about that. You can't keep up half the time. You know.
And then, hey Velvet, what do you think about NXT being changed up? Because I'm really not looking forward to this NXT change that they're planning.
You know what? Only time will
tell. They're going younger and taller.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, though.
Why did start another basketball league while they're at it?
Oh, thank you, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. They already did the XFL. Let's do the X-basketball group.
Right.
I mean, come on.
XPL.
No, you know what? Right. I think it's a shame because, you know what? Think about the talent and the young guys who are in NXT prior to anybody they got now, right, that didn't get a fair shake or didn't get a shot. Now you want to go younger. What does that tell all those people who are still out on the indies, still trying to get back there, that now we're going to do it? That's just a shame. It's just a damn shame.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hang on, let Sinister go. Go ahead, Sinister.
Yeah.
Now, when you say it's been younger, younger as in, like, what, teenage years or?
Below 30.
Below 30.
Oh, wow.
Like between, they got some that are 19 and they got some up to 26.
Straight out of high school.
They're not at 30 yet. So, there are a couple that are 19 that they're looking at to put in the NXT.
Save my bell league.
Tryout recently.
So basically, I when I look at NXT, I'll be just looking at kids playing in the sandbox.
Pretty much.
But
here's the thing.
It'll
be the newest gimmick called
Screech.
They want robots.
That's
why nobody watches this
shit
anymore.
Right. Yeah. You got to get rid of Cameron Grimes. You got to get rid of Adam Cole. You got to get rid of a lot of people, or put them on the main roster, and then have it all young. But then guess what? You go to the main roster, you know what's going to happen. They're going to be sitting in the back, not getting any TV time because there's too many people already up
and
up.
And there's no Bobby
Alpha, like all the little rascals.
And there's no Bobby Fishes. There's no people like a Bobby Fish to learn from. When he gets
Correct.
There, people that have worked everywhere.
Correct. Yeah, you're going to have to cut some people loose in order to get those guys in the door, number one, and sign them and then get them on the program. But they have to, you know, they're going to have to keep somebody, but it's going to be hard to keep somebody like an Adam Cole. If he doesn't re-sign his contract, which is coming up, guess what? He's gone too.
Oh, his contract's done.
AEW.
They better hang on to that boy.
His contract ends tonight.
Oh, it ended tonight? Well, guess what?
He ain't signing it.
He ain't signing it.
He's probably going to lose tonight.
Okay, so who's calling these shots over here in NXT?
Vince McMahon right now.
Triple H
in control.
He got defanged
by this new guy that's taking his spot. And firing everybody.
The other Khan.
I think Ian Nick Khan.
Yeah. It's like Steve Khan or something like that.
Nick
Khan!
Yeah, they fired the NXT people without telling Triple H, like, what's up? Like, before that.
Exactly. And you know what? That's what's going to go. It's been, and that guy said that, they're open for business, meaning they'll fire you, hire you, or they might even sell the company. This guy said everything's up. Everything has a price. Like you'd like the $1 million man, everything has a price.
Yep.
All right, well, we got about 4.5 minutes. Bro.
3.5.
Tell us what you got going on. 3.5. Let's tell us what we got going on this week with your stuff. Go.
Okay, all right. In the Room this Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. Thursday night, WCW Retro on VOCNation.com at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be discussing our favorite debuts. So please call in. It should be a lot of fun. And then Friday night at midnight, Eastern Standard Time, the Stroh Zone on Facebook.com/ Stroh the Maestro, and Friday night's feature will be Crash of Moons for the 50s, so please tune in.
Nice. Steve, what you got?
Oh, not much. Just you can contact me at Steven online. Definitely always a pleasure to call in. And
absolutely.
Got some bruises today. Can you open that? So definitely enjoy it. Training and looking forward to
man.
Next show. Yeah,
keep sending us videos, man. Every time you get someone, we like to see them.
Oh yeah.
And Todd, you didn't say too much, but you're always welcome. You know that. You got anything for us?
Yeah, I just want to give big props to the Fallen Outdoors Veterans Organization for some of the events that they do. They had us up in Minnesota last weekend, and it was outstanding.
Awesome. Sinister, what you got?
Nothing. I just back on the mats and back in the game.
All right, cool, man. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
Adam, what you got, buddy?
I just got one thing. This Saturday night in Orangeburg, South Carolina, at the Crossroads House of Pain, AWS returns for a big title versus title match, Fuego versus Squeak the Clown for the AWS Heavyweight Championship and Southern Heavyweight Championship. And your boys, Black Society, will be in action as well. So come out Saturday
cool.
If you're in Orangeburg.
Cool. All right. And... every Sunday night, pro wrestling interviews right here. Every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are working on a new guest for next week. I will announce it sometime this week, but we here at Pro Wrestling Interviews want you to hear every Sunday night. And if you miss every Sunday night, you can catch the replay Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TigerRadio.com.
WLSC, AM and FM. That's right.
There you go.
That's right. All right. Dr. John, take us home,
yes, sir.
Baby.
I'm going to take us home to Kingsport, Tennessee, and the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference got the new poster coming out tonight. We'll see everybody next week. Pro wrestling interviews. All my friends, take care. It's good to have you here with us.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.